This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Understanding the health implications of eating meat. Pros and cons explored. Explore the health impacts of eating meat, from benefits to risks, plus insights on clean meat and ethical eating to help you make informed choices. The health implications of eating meat. Hey, I've been thinking a lot about diet and health lately, especially when it comes to meat. You know, it's one of those topics where it feels like the experts can't all agree, and the arguments for and against eating meat just keep evolving. So, I wanted to share some thoughts with you, kind of like a casual chat over coffee, about what eating meat really means for our health. First off, meat has been a staple in our diets for millennia, and it's an excellent source of certain nutrients. It supplies high-quality protein, which is essential for muscle repair and general bodily functions. Meat also provides important vitamins and minerals like B12, iron, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids, especially in fish. These aren't always easy to get in sufficient amounts from a strictly plant-based diet without careful planning or supplementation. That said, it's not all roses when it comes to meat consumption. Research has shown that eating large amounts of red and processed meats can increase the risk of certain health problems such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some types of cancer, particularly colorectal cancer. Part of the issue is related to saturated fats and cholesterol, as well as certain compounds formed during cooking, like heterocyclic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which can be harmful when consumed in excess. So, it really becomes a balancing act, the pros and cons of eating meat to keep in mind. Moderation seems key, as with many dietary choices. Leaner cuts, grass-fed varieties, and avoiding heavily processed meats can help reduce some of these risks. Now, shifting gears a bit, I want to touch on something pretty interesting that's been creeping into this conversation. Clean meat. Also called cultured or lab-grown meat, it's exactly what it sounds like. Meat grown from animal cells in a lab environment rather than from slaughtered animals. From a health perspective, clean meat could reduce some risks since it can be engineered to have lower saturated fats and no exposure to antibiotics or hormones. Though it's still pretty early days in terms of availability and long-term studies, it might offer an alternative that satisfies the taste cravings and nutrient needs without some of the downsides of traditional meat. Ethical eating also plays a role here. For many people, the health implications of their diet can't fully be separated from the ethics behind what they choose to consume. Sentiocentrism, an ethical approach focusing on the interests and welfare of all sentient beings, challenges us to consider not just our health, but also the impact of meat consumption on animal welfare and the environment. It's why plant-based diets are becoming more popular, not just for their potential health benefits, but also because they align with concerns about animal suffering and sustainability. But honestly, it's not always black and white. The arguments for and against eating meat often intersect health, ethics, culture, and environment. Some populations rely heavily on animal protein for survival and nutrition, which complicates the conversation. That's why I think the best approach might be personalized. Consider your own health needs, ethical values, and practical lifestyle, and then decide what works for you. If you want to learn more about these perspectives, especially the ethical discussion around eating meat, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It offers a thoughtful look at the complexities, health included, around our choices to eat meat or not, and helps you understand the reasoning behind different dietary paths. At the end of the day, whatever you choose, being informed goes a long way. Whether you're leaning towards plant-based diets, experimenting with clean meat, or sticking to traditional eating habits. Knowing the health implications helps you make smarter decisions for yourself. And who knows? Maybe the future of how we eat meat is going to surprise us all. Thanks for listening to my little rant on meat and health. Catch you in the next one.